The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
I'm Sean Crozier, event coordinator and founder of Georgian Triangle Music Festival, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. As we're fast approaching the 6th annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on Saturday, June the 30th, venue signs can be seen throughout our town, where 6 host venues will be entertaining live music across our community. Beach Booster Media Group is proud once again to be sponsoring this great local event. New to this year's Music Fest is a ticketed event taking place at the Beacon with special guest Ascot Royals from Brantford and featuring headliners Accelerator, Road Wolves, and Hubbard's Hustlers. A free beer bus shuttle will be available between the venues. This multi-genre, multi-venue music festival is a brainchild of Sean Crozier, founder and event coordinator of the Georgian Triangle Music Festival, which is fast becoming a signature event in town. Sean is also a musician with his local rock and roll band Accelerator, forming part of the headlining acts for the ticketed bash. Joining me in our studio at the Stonebridge Town Center is Sean Crozier, who will share some of the artists performing, as well as what you can expect at this year's event. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The 6th annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival is returning on June the 30th, where 6 host venues will be entertaining music across our community, along with one ticketed event. Joining me in the studio is event coordinator and founder, Sean Crozier. Great to have you back on the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me once again, Diana.
So over the years, this event has certainly grown, and this year you're introducing a ticketed event at the Beacon featuring Ascot Royals. Can you elaborate?
Yes, this year we have a $10 ticketed event at the Beacon from 8:30 to midnight, and it features Hubbard's Hustlers, Road Wolves, Accelerator, and the Ascot Royals.
So you're going to be busy because you're doing the festival, but you're also performing with your band Accelerator. How's that going?
Good. We got a demo recorded now. We're still tinkering with all the fine details of that, but we've taken a little break over the last almost 2 years, and I don't think we played an original gig since 2 years ago at the festival. We've played cover gigs and fun gigs and stuff, but this is something a little more serious for us. So,
nice.
So we're looking forward to that, and the boys are always happy to be involved too. So,
and now, how did this come together about doing a ticketed event this year? Because this is new.
Well, I've always wanted to do a ticketed event. Been waiting for the cards to fall in the right place, so to speak. I can't say it was a last minute decision, but someone contacted me and it kind of made me go that direction. So that's how the whole thing came to fruition, and we got some new opportunities that came to the festival with the tourism organization. So, you know, having them involved and trying to be more of a tourism driven event, we decided to add the ticketed event, and hope that the tourists will come and enjoy the show and stay the night and also enjoy all the free venues as well.
So you said the tickets are $10. Where can you purchase these tickets?
They're available online at GeorgianTriangleMusicFest.com, which will then take you to ticketscene.ca, where you can purchase your tickets online, or you can purchase them directly at the Beacon or at Wasaga Beach Variety Store.
And Ascot Royals are from Brantford. What can you tell us about this band?
Oh, they're an up-and-coming band. They just put out a new song recently. Their most recent single is The Best Is Yet to Come. They've been probably on the music scene. I don't want to say for how long, but I know back a few years ago, our band, my band and their band played in the same festival in Kitchener. So I know they have been around for a while, and they're an up-and-coming Canadian band, and they've had a few hits on the radio, and I'm looking forward to having them in town.
Now, is it their first time in Simcoe County?
Well, they've been to Barrie before.
Yeah.
They did a tour with Big Wreck, and I believe they did come to Barrie, but they've been through the area a few times, but I believe this is their first headline act in the area, as far as I know, anyways.
And who are some of the other bands that are participating this year?
We have Crowfoot, 50 Years Late, David Stone, The Discarded, Alyssa Tess, and the Beach One Band. That is Peter and David from Wasaga Beach Brewing Company.
How cool is that? So any new venues that has been added to this year's event?
No, this year we kept it quieter, and I cut it down to one day, and just basically wanted to have a one-day event and make the best of the one day. And it seems to be working out well, and I have all my teeth and my hair so far, and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to take it in a different direction this year, so I just stuck with the six venues, and that's the festival for this year.
And who are this year's sponsors? So it seems the list keeps growing year after year.
We get great support from Chorus Entertainment, and we have obviously Wasaga Beach Brewing Company, Beach Booster, Town Wasaga Beach, the RTO7 from Bruce Gray Simcoe is new on board this year, and we also have the Beer Bus new on board this year as well.
Mm.
Up next is the Ascot Royals. Enjoy.
Joining me in the studio is event coordinator and founder of Georgian Triangle Music Festival, Sean Crozier. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Yet to come, follow me through the light, take my hand tonight, don't come undone, the best is yet to come, hold on, just wait, everything's gonna be okay, hold on, just wait.
Come. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back to Beach Corner, a Beach Booster Radio with my guest, Sean Crozier. So, Sean, I understand a free beer bus shuttle is available for the day. You mentioned that a little earlier. How is this working out with the event?
So, we have a free shuttle within Wasaga Beach that will travel the town and provide patrons with a free shuttle to any of the host venues, if they wish.
Now, do you need to reserve a seat, or do you get a bracelet? How do they know
who's using it? It's all free, which is hard to believe, I know. We're going to have posters posted in the venues with the information on how to contact the shuttle, because they may be at one side of town when you want to contact the shuttle. So,
there's one bus that'll
be just traveling the town.
But
the way the schedule works, that it shouldn't be too troubling anyways. And they were very willing to give anybody a ride home if they're not willing to do so themselves because they've had too much fun. So that's the point of the shuttle, is to give everybody a chance to get out, have some fun, get a free ride around town, and do it safely and not drinking and driving.
Excellent. So what has been the most challenging in organizing this event? I mean, you still do this by yourself, do
you? Not being a procrastinator might be one of those, but each year has its own challenges. I seem to get better at getting around those challenges as we move on, but just your typical roadblocks and...
You know, now, are you still doing this on your own, or do you have a committee of people?
Yeah, it's just me.
You're still
just
doing
me,
it by yourself.
And I have all my great help, like on the weekends, and people helping me. You know, sharing is caring on social media, and us from start to finish, it's pretty much all organized and put together by myself, and I put in a lot of time and effort.
I was
going
to say, how much time is dedicated to this music fest?
If I counted, I probably make myself sick, but I say that with a smile on my face. You know, like hour here, hour there. Some things take more than others. I think the most consuming thing is keeping up with emails, which, as much as I try to reply to every single person, it can be very difficult to do. And then sometimes you get too many emails and you get lost, and it's really hard to keep track of the communication train with this event, especially when you start booking the bands and making the schedules and stuff like that.
So
I spend a lot of time emailing and communicating back and forth, and I'm sure it's no different than when you're trying to organize an interview and scheduling times with people.
Not as bad. No. I know yours is greater. I've done events in the past. I know what it's like. So what are you looking forward to?
Nice weather. If we could have this amazing June weather and it continue right to the end of June, that would be incredible. And then after that, I'm just looking forward to summer. Relax. Go play in the garden. Go camping.
Nice. And where can we find more information? I know you mentioned it earlier, if you want to just say it again.
GeorgianTriangleMusicFest.com is where you can find all the information on the music festival. And if you'd like to keep up to date on our social medias, they are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at GeoTriMusicFest.
Well, thank you, Sean, for being my guest, and wishing you all the best of success with the upcoming 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival, scheduled for June the 30th. I can't believe it's the 6th annual.
Number six.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song from one of the performers that will be attending the music fest?
Up next is music from the Road Wolves.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
We'll be right back.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Sean Crozier for being my guest and look forward to the 6th Annual Georgian Triangle Music Festival on Saturday, June the 30th throughout our community, along with a ticketed event at the Beacon featuring special guest Ascot Royals, along with headlining bands Accelerator, Road Wolves, and Hubbard's Hustlers. Tickets are $10 and available online at GeorgianTriangleMusicFest.com at Wasaga Variety, located at 85 Main Street in Wasaga Beach, or at the door at the Beacon. For all the details, visit GeorgianTriangleMusicFest.com or their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages at GeoTriMusicFest. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available at Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.